Since 1971, Community School has been at the forefront of progressive education for children from diverse backgrounds, ages 3 to middle school. And this weekend, the Community School's largest fundraising event of the year will take place. See if you can guess what it's all about. Stop. Well, there's not strawberry wine or a letter of feels forever, but there will be plenty of strawberry shortcake, thousands of them. And joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me in studio right now is Liz Fox Johnson, Director of Marketing and Development for a community school on Williamson Road, the home of the Strawberry Festival, Friday and Saturday at Elmwood Park. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Now, if that don't get your heart pumping for some strawberries, I don't know what will. Plenty of things to do. The Strawberry Fest began 39 years ago, Liz, as a community school fundraiser. Was there any idea we'd get this big, Liz? It draws around 20,000 annually right now. Has it become a regional draw as well?
It really has. We actually see people from outside of the region as well. People reach out to us through social media and ask where they can stay to go to the Strawberry Festival. So it's huge. And I'm sure that the parents who founded this festival 39 years ago did not anticipate it would become so large.
So it was what, a group of parents at the school said, hey, let's put some strawberry shortcakes together and sell them, raise a little money?
Exactly. Yeah. Like many independent schools, you know, tuition doesn't exactly cover all of the operating costs. And so for some schools, they do galas or garage sales or raffle tickets. And what we do at community school is ask that each of our parents or families dedicate 12 hours apiece to the community school strawberry festival. And that's how it's grown, is with that volunteer help, and that's how it raised funds to bridge that gap for our school.
And you said at full enrollment, you're about 160 students?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's a pretty good workforce if you get 100 or more people coming out.
It is, but you know, these days with many families with both parents working, it's a lot to ask of them. So we're really appreciative that they literally put it on their calendars every year and juggle the workload and juggle the kids and make it happen to come out.
We'll talk about some of the numbers, and we're going to talk with Liz Johnson from the community school about the Strawberry Festival. I read where more than 2,400 volunteer hours are involved. Give us some of the numbers, Liz. You know, how many strawberry shortcakes, sundaes, chocolate dip strawberries, for example, are we going to talk about this weekend?
Sure. Well, what it starts with is a few weeks before the festival, we bake all of those shortcakes by hand. They're all made with fresh ingredients, local flour, milk from a local creamery. And so we make about 10,000 shortcakes to serve up this weekend. We'll go through about 7,000 pints of strawberries. Mm. And I've lost count on the ice cream and the whipped cream. And the chocolate dip berries are always a huge hit, too. And what's interesting is what happens is when those strawberries come in, which will actually happen tomorrow, they're literally sliced and sweetened by a group of volunteers on Thursday and ready to go out the door on Friday. So they are that fresh, which is why sometimes we sell out, because once they're gone, they're gone. We don't have more frozen in the back. These are fresh and the real deal.
Right. And I was going to say, I've been to the Strawberry Festival. Again, it's Friday and Saturday, so 10 to 5:30 on Friday.
Correct.
And then
10 to 4 on Saturday.
10 to 4 on Saturday. So this is not a nighttime event. This is a daytime event. So if you work downtown or something tomorrow on Friday, you can go and get a strawberry sundae for lunch. How's that?
So Friday's a great day for a lot of downtown businesses to come down and enjoy it. And those who are in the know, you know, put it on their calendars. We actually have a group of people from a local business that dress up like they're going to the Derby and come down and enjoy their shortcakes. And I think there's a competition as to how many each person can eat each day.
Wow.
So it's pretty popular. It's a nice treat on a Friday. And you can always come down and pick them up and take them back to your office as well.
But don't wait until 4 o'clock on Saturday to come, because things might be gone by then.
That's correct. Yeah, last year we just at the 11th hour actually sold out because they were so popular. So we guarantee the treats until 1:30 on Saturday, and then it's a gamble after that.
Okay, we're talking with Liz Johnson from Community School. The Strawberry Festival was their biggest event coming this year, and something you said in the hallway that just go back to the origins of the community school was actually founded by people in radio. So
it
was some kinship here.
It was a group of people, but yes, some of the people were actually in radio. And so it's neat to see people that connect back to the community that were involved with the school in 1971 when it was founded.
How important is the Strawberry Festival to the to community school, Liz, and you know, what exactly is it that the funds go towards?
So the funds, as I mentioned earlier, help bridge that gap between tuition and operating costs, and then they also go toward experiences for our students, continuing education for our teachers.
The Strawberry Festival also, again, it's Friday and Saturday at Elmwood Park. Does it also sort of raise the school's profile for people that may not have heard it and they come down and get strawberries? Nah, what's this community school all about?
Absolutely. We really want people to associate the effort that goes into the festival and what it brings to the community with community school. You know, we do view this as more than just a fundraiser. Just like at school where we put the kids at the center of their education, we're putting our families at the center of organizing this festival. Again, it's all volunteers. And so to give everybody ownership in that, just like we give our children ownership in their education, really helps bring everything full circle.
Talking with Liz Johnson from Community School. Let's talk about the Community School for a few minutes. How would you describe what Community School is, Liz, to those that send their kids to public school, for example? And how would you describe Community School?
Sure. It's, as we mentioned, it's located out across from Hollins. It's on a beautiful, very open campus. We have classes for kids ages 3 through middle school. And it's progressive education.
So which means what?
Well, it's non-graded. And so the children are really at the center of the education. And they're encouraged to make choices in what they learn. There's a lot of outdoor play. There's a lot of experiential learning that's involved. Our classrooms are mixed age groups. So you might have a class that's 5 to 7-year-olds. And that really helps with mentorship and the kids growing and learning about leadership and also care of their fellow classmates.
When you track kids that come out of community school, whether they go to community high school or they go to some other place, how do they do academically? Do they hold their own? Are they above the average, or, you know, what can you tell us?
It's really amazing the variety of students that come out of the school. You have some that are very artistically inclined. We do a lot of art and drama involved in our core curriculum. So you have some kids that are in that direction, and then you have other people that are scientists and medical professionals. And so and the interesting feedback from those people who've gone into fields like medicine is that the feedback is that they feel like the school has given them the courage to stretch a little bit. So maybe they just were comfortable in this one little space, but having the exposure to these other things has helped them stretch and then gives them the confidence to do other things. And we actually have a lot of alumni profiles on our website if people ever want to see, you know, what comes out of this.
And what is the website?
Communityschool.net.
All right.
It's 8:52 at WFIR. We're talking strawberries with Liz Fox Johnson, Director of Marketing and Development for Community School, Williamson Road. Strawberry Festival, let's go back there for a minute, Liz. This Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturday, 10 to 4 at Elmwood Park. Liz, do students help prepare for the festival ahead of time, and if so, how?
They do, actually. In fact, today some of our middle school students are helping to load the truck that'll go over to Elmwood Park. We have middle school students that also volunteer up in our kids area. We have a beautiful kids area up there in Peter Pan Park inside of Elmwood, and they'll do face painting and they help the little ones with the kids games. And that's part of our culture at the school, is that all of the students work together. And so once they become old enough to participate, then we certainly encourage them to.
Very nice.
I wanted to ask you, I'll go back. Is there a relationship from community school with community high school, which is in downtown Roanoke? Is it some type of a relationship?
We consider it a sister school. So it was actually founded by people who were at community school. So it's not a feeder school we're not a feeder school to them. But we sort of operate in the same orbits, and but we're separate schools, actually.
Okay. I'm just wondering, with community school, there's no SOLs or anything. Students.
That's correct.
So how do students... So I guess there's some other way that you keep up with what's considered standard curriculum or what basics that kids need to have?
Of course, yeah. We're continuously monitoring them for their growth. And the beautiful thing about those mixed age groups is that there is some flexibility in that. So, but you know, by the time that they move on, you know, they've accomplished what they need to. But if you have a child that's maybe really interested and strong in one thing but not as strong in the other, they're not going to be penalized necessarily for being not as strong, but because maybe it takes them a little longer. Maybe they're not quite developmentally ready to be there. But once they do get into middle school, we actually do start doing some testing, so they're ready for the show come high school.
You know, I'm just wondering, you're right across the street, basically from Hollins University. Is there any kind of a crossover where the students from Hollins come over to work with your kids or anything like that? Or you
go across absolutely. There? Yeah, we have students that come over, that we have work study students that come over, and we the founding of our school was tied in with people from Hollins as well. So
we have a
long-term partnership with them. We use a lot of their facilities for arts performances and things like that, and we have a great relationship with Hollins.
All right. A couple minutes left. We're talking with Liz Johnson from Community School. Let's get back to the nitty-gritty and talk about the Strawberry Festival here. Talk about some of the other things going on. There's also face painting, some live music, arts and crafts. Talk about what else is going on and what days it's going on.
Sure. So Friday is the great day to, if you're a downtown business, come down. I always encourage people on Friday, if you have really little kids that may not tolerate the crowds as much and maybe aren't in school yet, Friday's a great day to come down. The crowds are a little thinner. The weather's usually great, and the lines are a little bit shorter. Saturday, you see...
the throng shows up.
Exactly. And you've got kids' games up on the hill. You've got live music. We have some great live music lined up this year. It's all on our website. I don't recall off the top of my head exactly who it is, but I know I saw the lineup, and it looks good. We'll have artisan vendors, and those are all like locally made, handcrafted vending, which is, they have some beautiful things up there as well. We'll always have our little community school tent where you can purchase our always tie-dyed community school shirt, which is designed by a student every year.
Okay, so you do a different tie-dye shirt every year?
Every year is a different shirt, and our students submit their artwork, and then we select the artwork for the shirt each year. So it's really cute, and it's a big deal at the school to get to be on that shirt. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun place to go, and the strawberry jam is absolutely to die for. So if you need strawberry jam, that's the place to get it. But it also sells out.
Let's talk about the variations. You have strawberry jam, obviously strawberry shortcake, which is basically strawberries on top of ice cream on the shortcake.
So our shortcake is a little bit more like a biscuit because we do add the ice cream, and so it sort of all melts together. Mm-hmm. So it's biscuit, ice cream, sweetened and sliced strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Sound good, Joey?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go right now if y'all want to go ahead.
Yeah, and then just a healthy topping of whipped cream, which is, to me, the best part.
Wow.
Well, and the strawberries. And so with that in mind, some people don't want the cake and the ice cream, and so they'll just get berries and cream. So we have that. You can just get it as a sundae. We've got that, and we have a child sundae as well. So
okay.
A lot of things to choose from. And then, of course, our chocolate dip berries, which...
Which you brought some in here last week, and those are really awesome.
They were good.
Yeah. What's this shortcake to-go kit? Is it too late to order that? So
we've had to close for delivery. We would normally deliver those. It's a 10 or a 20 pack, and you can have them delivered to your office within 10 miles of Elmwood Park. But, of course, our volunteers have to organize all of that delivering, so we have a cutoff time for that. However, if you've decided you want to come down to the park and pick up that kit, we still have those available, and you can get those. You can register for those online.
Which would make sense, really, tomorrow. Most, if you're still in the office, you can go down to the park, get a shortcake to-go kit, register online.
Right, register online, and then Friday you could pick it up. So you thought, I missed the delivery, but man, I would be popular if I can head into my office. And basically, it's a do-it-yourself shortcake kit so that it preserves the ice cream and everything, so you're not, bringing back strawberry soup to your office. You're coming back with everything, and everyone can assemble their own, and then, all the whipped cream you want at that point.
Got about 20 seconds left. If you haven't been to a shortcake festival, strawberry festival yet, why should you come?
Well, if you live in Roanoke, you need to come. That's it, right?
And it's a good cause.
Come for the shortcakes. Come to support community school and come to enjoy it with your community.
All right. Liz Johnson is with the community school. The Strawberry Festival is Friday and Saturday at Elmwood Park. And I'm hungry now. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.